بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said الصلوات الخمس the five obligatory salawat والجمعة إلى الجمعة and from one Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer. وَالرَّمَضَانُ إِلَىٰ رَمَضَانَ and from one Ramadan to the other Ramadan. مُكَفِّرَاتٌ مَا بَيْنَهُنَّ إِذَا اجْتُنِيبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ are an expiation for whatever sins have occurred between them. إِذَا اجْتُنِيبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ when the major sins are avoided. And this hadith has been collected in Sahih Muslim. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he told us that the sins which a person falls into between one prayer and another prayer of the five daily prayers and between in the week from one Jum'ah to another Jum'ah and then in the year from one Ramadan to another Ramadan, all of these are forgiven and expiated if a person avoids the major sins. So in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His kindness and from His mercy, He has made various ways for our sins to be forgiven. And there are two ways. One of the ways is for a person to do righteous actions. So by doing righteous actions, the sins are forgiven. Because in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the meaning of whoever prays one prayer, and then commits sins or falls into a sin and then prays another prayer, then between those two prayers, due to the salawat, the sins are forgiven. And similarly, from one Jum'ah to another Jum'ah and one Ramadan to another Ramadan. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ when the major sins are avoided. And this shows us that another way for our minor sins to be forgiven is by avoiding major sins. So as long as a person avoids the major sins, then the minor sins are also forgiven. So avoiding the major sins is an avenue in of itself for the minor sins to be forgiven. And also in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he categorized the sins into two types. Al-kabair, which are major sins, and as-saghair, which are minor sins. And what is the difference between the kabair and the saghair? And the ulama differed. One of the difference is that a major sin is something which carries a specific punishment in the dunya. Like for example, a zina, like theft, murder, and major sins like this, something which carries a specific had or qisas in this dunya. Others mentioned that a major sin is something which has been specified as a major sin. Like in a hadith, the Prophet said, spoke about magic, and he spoke about shirk, and he spoke about consuming the wealth of the orphans, and these are the major sins. And as for the sagair, the minor sins, they are all those other sins which are an avenue to the major sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, in tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna an. That if you stay away from the major sins which you have been warned against, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ then the other minor sins we will forgive them. We ask Allah subhanahu for His mercy and His forgiveness. هَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَسَلَّمُ